This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday signed a bill into law that allows private citizens to bring civil action against anyone who manufactures, distributes, transports, or imports assault weapons or ghost guns into California where the guns are banned. California Senate Bill 1327 is modeled after a Texas law that allows private citizens to bring civil litigation against abortion providers or anyone who assists a pregnant person in obtaining an abortion as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The U.S. Supreme Court in December allowed Texas's six-week abortion ban to remain in effect, which prompted Newsom, who has been supportive of abortion rights and gun control, to say he was outraged by the court's decision and directed his staff to draft a similar bill to regulate guns. Under the California law, a person would also be able to sue a licensed firearms dealer who sells, supplies, delivers, or gives possession or control of a firearm to anyone under 21 years old. It also allows citizens to sue for a minimum of $10,000 on each weapon involved, as well as attorney fees. The law, introduced in February, says that it would become inoperative upon invalidation of the Texas abortion law should the U.S. Supreme Court or Texas Supreme Court strike down that measure. The California law would then be repealed on January 1st of the following year. The U.S. Supreme Court last month ruled that the Constitution protects the right to carry a gun outside the home, and in striking down a New York gun carry restriction, allowed for all sorts of gun safety laws to be challenged in federal court. The decision will likely impact legal challenges to California's assault weapons ban, its ban on magazines holding more than 10 rounds, and its prohibition on keeping people under the age of 21 from purchasing certain semi-automatic weapons. The spread of monkeypox in the U.S. could represent the dawn of a new sexually transmitted disease, though some health officials say the virus that causes pimple-like bumps might yet be contained before it gets firmly established. Experts do not agree on the likely path of the disease, with some fearing that it is becoming so widespread that it's on the verge of becoming an entrenched STD, like gonorrhea, herpes, and HIV. Some health officials say testing and vaccines can still stop the outbreak from taking root. So far, more than 2,400 U.S. cases have been reported as part of an international outbreak that emerged 2 months ago. Monkeypox is endemic in parts of Africa where people have been infected through bites from rodents or small animals. It does not usually spread easily among people, but this year more than 15,000 cases have been reported in countries that historically don't see the disease. In the U.S. and Europe, the vast majority of infections of monkeypox have happened in men who have sex with men, though health officials have stressed that anyone can catch the virus. It spreads mainly through skin-to-skin contact, but can also be transmitted through linens used by someone with monkeypox. Although it's been moving through the population like a sexually transmitted disease, officials have been watching for other types of spread that could expand the outbreak. Symptoms of monkeypox include fever, body aches, chills, fatigue, and the bumps on parts of the body. The illness has been relatively mild in many men, and no one has died of monkeypox in the U.S., but people can be contagious for weeks, and the lesions can be extremely painful. The monarch butterfly fluttered a step closer to extinction on Thursday as scientists put the iconic orange and black insect on the endangered list because of its quickly dwindling numbers. The population of monarch butterflies in North America has declined between 22% and 72% over just 10 years. Stuart Pym, an ecologist at Duke University, said, "It's just a devastating decline. This is one of the most recognizable butterflies in the world." The International Union for the Conservation of Nature added the migrating monarch butterfly for the first time to its red list of threatened species and categorized it as endangered, which is two steps from extinction. In one study, the population of monarch butterflies in the eastern U.S. has declined between 85% and 95% since the 1990s. In North America, millions of monarch butterflies undertake the longest migration of any insect species. After wintering in the mountains of central Mexico, the butterflies migrate to the north, breeding multiple generations along the way for thousands of miles. The offspring that reach southern Canada then begin the trip back to Mexico at the end of summer. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.